You know, here you see John in Wimbledon. And I can remember watching TV and seeing John with your hair, remember? In Wimbledon. And I think they mentioned McGregor Park on the, you know, so the accolades that McGregor Park got due to that program were huge.
Just a different perspective as far as, you know, impact on the community. When you look at the impact it had then, and how many lives it saved from, you know, being in places where they shouldn't have been. I'm talking about kids staying out of trouble. You know, I look at the program, and for me it was a place to go where if I didn't have that place to go, it's no telling where I would have ended up. You know, a lot of our friends in the neighborhood, they ran the streets and they still have never left the neighborhood. We, on the other hand, when you listen to what John said earlier, we had a place to go. We developed, you know, a lot of lifelong characteristics that have paid dividends, you know, in our professional lives. And without that program, it's no telling where a lot of us men would have ended up. Not to be, you know, sexist or anything, but let's face it. I mean, if you look at the statistics, I mean, we were a high risk growing up. And without that, I think it saved a lot of lives.
There was a lot of other influences.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of exposure. I mean, you know, and... You know, when you talk about it, at that time, you know, you really didn't have a lot of blacks playing tennis. I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, we traveled to places where we were the only ones. And I mean, of course, we were too young to understand at the time. But I think it, from the exposure, you know, has had a lot to do with, again, us being able to deal with the community at that, you know, now, you know, at you know, from an early age. You know, so I mean, it's kind of like, to me, it's kind of like, you know, it reminds me a lot of golf now, in a sense, you know, where golf is now getting a lot of exposure to the minority people. You know, at that time, we were being exposed, even though we didn't know this, we were being exposed to a totally different world. I mean, we used to travel, you know, the ATA Nationals was one of the most, I mean, we lived to go to the ATA Nationals. You talk about travel. We traveled, you know, at a young age, we traveled the country. Yeah. You know,
San Diego.
Absolutely. Right. We got a lot of
exposure. The exposure was both ways, because not only were we getting exposed to areas we weren't used to seeing, but also, like, I remember going to, like, certain country clubs where, like you said, you're the only ones and we're the only ones. The outside world was getting exposure to, you know. Exposure's both ways. And ATA Nationals,
oh, man.
I remember people would ask you, where are you from? And if someone says Houston one more time, I'm tired of y'all taking all the trophies. So that wasn't me winning them.
That's a whole totally different interview.
That's Larry was the first junior champion, black junior champion here in Houston. Larry was. He was a tremendous player.